الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن يرغب عن ملة إبراهيم إلا من سفه نفسه ولقد اصطفيناه في الدنيا وإنه في الآخرة لمن الصالحين. إذ قال له ربه أسلم قال أسلمت لرب العالمين. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders, beloved brothers in Islam, we are in these Mubarak days of Zulhijjah. We are currently in the Mubarak days of Eid, today being the 11th of Zulhijjah. And in this time of the year, when we remember the sacrifices of our respected Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, and time and again at this time of the year we are reminded of what earned Ibrahim alayhi salam the title of Khalilullah. And what earned him the title of Khalilullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains it in the Quran, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned to him, إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمُ, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Ibrahim alayhi salam to submit, then Ibrahim alayhi salam said that أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, I've submitted to the Lord of the worlds, wholeheartedly, totally, and completely submitted to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the beginning of the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam, prior to him accepting or being shown, prior to him being a Nabi, when he witnessed them worshipping other things, he always turned away from it and submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when he was thrown into the fire also, we find that Ibrahim alayhi salam taught us a very, very important lesson in submitting to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such a large fire, قَالُوا حَرِّقُوهُ وَانْصُرُوا آلِهَتَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ فَاعِلِينَ, a large fire they had built. Such a large fire that if an animal were to walk by close to that fire, the animal would become roasted. Now Ibrahim alayhi salam is about to be thrown into the fire, and the malaika, powerful creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as far as strength goes, Allah ta'ala refers to Jibreel Amin in the Quran and Majid as the quwwah, the one of strength, the one of power, might. Such a strong, powerful angel Jibreel is, that he has 600 wings. If he has to spread out one wing, the entire east is covered. If he has to spread out the other wing, the entire west is covered. When Allah ta'ala gave him the instruction, go and destroy the nation of Lut alayhi salam, he just used the tip of one of his wings, lifted up the entire nation so high, and thereafter he turned them around and crushed them to the ground. Powerful angel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they are witnessing now. Oh Allah, ya Khalil Ibrahim is about to be thrown into the fire. So they take permission of Allah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can we go and assist him? Allah ta'ala grants them permission, you may go and assist him. When they come to Ibrahim alayhi salam, and now he's in the fire, and they tell Ibrahim alayhi salam, we have come to assist you. First question he asked them, did my Allah send you to come? Did my Allah send you? They say, no, Allah didn't send us. We took permission from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to come and assist you. Immediately Ibrahim alayhi salam tells them, amma ilayka fala. As for you, the most powerful creation as far as strength goes, But I do not require your assistance. My firm yaqeen and tawakkul is in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah will assist me. Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran, قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. From this also we learn a very important lesson. A large fire they had built, and they were so devoted and dedicated to that fire, that women used to take vows that if a certain transaction, if a certain need of mine is fulfilled, then I will donate firewood in fueling the fire to burn Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. It became like an ibadat for them to increase the fire. Such a large fire. And Ibrahim alayhi salam taught us a lesson that fire cannot burn except with the permission and the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That fire only burns if it has permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to burn. And the same Allah that causes fire to burn, the same Allah now instructs that fire, that all fire become cool and a means of peace for Ibrahim alayhi salam. Everything around it was totally wiped out. And Namrud is watching. The tyrant ruler is watching that everything is burning. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam was saved. It was his yaqeen and tawakkul. Aslim, I have submitted to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And like that when he leaves his child, biwadin ghayri di zar'in also, we learn that lesson of submitting to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Years and years of making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now when Allah ta'ala blesses him with his child, and he leaves them in the totally barren, deserted land, it was his yaqeen and tawakkul. When his wife even asks him also, that where are you going, O Ibrahim? And she says, she asks him, that Allahu amaraka bihadha, did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instruct you to do this? If that is the case, idhan lay yudhiya ala Allah. Allah will not cause us to be destroyed. And also we learn in the lesson of Qurbani also, that the same child that he cried years and years for, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows it to him in a dream. Mufassirin explained that if Allah ta'ala had given Ibrahim alayhi salam a direct instruction that go and slaughter your child, then there is no loophole or no question of interpretation. There is no way of interpreting it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows it to me in a dream. إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكُ. Allah ta'ala, it was a test from Allah ta'ala. That Allah ta'ala shows it to me in a dream that you are instructed to slaughter your child. How will he take that instruction from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? رُؤْيَا الْأَنْبِيَا وَحْيٌ. A Nabi, whatever he sees in a dream is wahi from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But now when he sees it in a dream, he could have interpreted the dream in a certain way. But he took it as a command from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He didn't question the dream in any way. That Allah ta'ala showed me in a dream that I have to slaughter my child. I am going to carry it out like how Allah ta'ala has shown me in the dream. And even when he was asking his son, فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى, it was not that he was giving him a choice, but it was to see that all these years of tarbiyah that took place upon the child, what answer does the child give? To see, to test the child's tarbiyah, that all these years, the upbringing of the child, what answer the child gives. And like that it was shown, that قَالَ يَا أَبَتِ فَعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرْ. This child also had that submitting to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the lessons that we learn with regards to Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. And it is a lesson for us to bring about in our lives. And we find that the Sahaba, رِضْوَانُ اللَّهِ ajma'in, this is how they live their lives also. That to submit to the will of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without questioning it. Whatever Allah ta'ala instructs us to do, as shown to us by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will bring it into our lives and we will practice upon it. There is one incident recorded regarding one Ansari. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells this Ansari sahabi that I would like to have a proposal for your daughter. So the Sahabi was very happy. And he accepted. He said, O Nabi of Allah, I'm very happy to accept this proposal. So Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thereafter tells him that it is not for myself, but rather it is for that Sahabi whose name was Hazrat Julaybib radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So now the Sahabi, He hears that this is not from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he tells Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that let me go home and make mashwara with the family or discuss with the wife and we'll get back to you. So the Sahabi goes home and he tells his wife that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has sent a proposal for our daughter. So his wife became very happy, pleased. Yes, the proposal has come from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are very pleased with it. We are ready to accept it. So the Sahabi tells his wife that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not proposing for himself, but rather he is proposing on behalf of Hazrat Julaybib radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now, when she hears this, she becomes very surprised. And she says, no, we cannot give our daughter to Hazrat Julaybib. There were many more better proposals that came, and we rejected it. So we cannot accept the proposal of Hazrat Julaybib radiallahu ta'ala anhu. She said this because Hazrat Julaybib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his outer appearance was not very handsome, and he was short also. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew the akhlaq, the conduct, the character of the sahabi, hence he sent the proposal. So after husband and wife discussed this matter, now this Ansari sahabi was ready to go and tell Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that after discussing the matter, we decided not to accept the proposal. But the daughter behind the curtain, when she heard this, she comes immediately in front of her parents. And she heard what they were discussing, so she inquires what took place. And she says that if it is from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows what is best. And if this proposal came from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then I'm ready to submit to the will of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm ready to accept the command of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this Ansari sahabi goes back to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Nabi of Allah, we are ready to accept this proposal. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thereafter made dua that, O Allah, shower immense goodness upon her and do not make her life constrained and difficult. Nabi Kareem also makes dua of barakat for her. Not long after this nikah, the call was made for jihad, and Hazrat Julaybib radiallahu anhu responded to that call, and he goes out and he fights in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Muslims were victorious in that battle. But after a while, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now began counting who were the shuhada, and he asked the sahaba that, are there any shuhada amongst us? So the sahaba, the first time Nabi Kareem asked the question, the answer was given that yes, there are shuhada amongst us. And they mentioned that such and such person has been named shaheed. Such and such group of people amongst this group, such and such person is being shaheed. They were looking at who is missing amongst us. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inquired, is there anyone missing? So sahaba mentioned that so and such person is missing. And when they found out that he has been shaheed. Second time Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again asked, is there anyone missing? So the sahaba replied that yes, we cannot find such and such person. And thereafter the answer was given that they have also been made shaheed. On the third occasion, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the question that, is there anyone missing still? So the reply was given that no, Nabi of Allah, no one is missing now. Everyone has been accounted for. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that, I cannot see Hazrat Julaybib radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So the sahabi goes to look for Hazrat Julaybib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and after a while he comes back to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and says, O Nabi of Allah, I found the mayyit of Hazrat Julaybib radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He has also been made shaheed, and his body was found amongst 7 kuffar that were dispersed to Jahannam. He had fought these kuffar and he had killed them. But after that, he succumbed to his wounds and he became shaheed. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became very, very pleased with him. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam carried the janaza himself of Hazrat Judaybib رضي الله تعالى عنه and took him to the qabr. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thereafter tells the sahaba also that this is Hazrat Judaybib رضي الله تعالى عنه and this was his qurbani and sacrifice that he had made and this is the reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed him with. Thereafter it is mentioned regarding his wife that she was amongst the most prosperous widows that were in Madinah Munawwara at the time. So this was how the Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum ajma'in submitted to the will of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's another incident recorded that Hazrat Rafi' bin Khadij radhiyallahu anhu mentioned that the Ansar farmers of Madinah Munawwara, they used to lease land and they leased it in a certain manner and they found this to be very lucrative and profitable for them. But later on, Hazrat Rafi bin Khadij radhiyallahu anhu mentions that we were informed that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was displeased with this manner in which we used to transact and deal. So they mentioned that immediately we stopped transacting in this way. We stopped leasing the land in this way. Even though it was lucrative and it was profitable for us, but if it was displeasing to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we knew well and we understood that there would be no barakat in it. Even though outwardly we found it to be more profitable. But if it was something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam disliked, then we did not continue with it. It is mentioned regarding Hazrat Zubair bin Awam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that he was a cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He brought a matter and he presented it in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where in his farm he had a canal that was running. And this canal used to supply his farm as well, thereafter flow onto the farm of the neighbor. So the dispute they had was that he used to block the flow of the canal to irrigate his farm and thereafter he used to open it to continue onto the farm of his neighbor. His neighbor was unhappy with the arrangement that they had, the time frame, the arrangement of the time frame that he was allocated. So this dispute is brought in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thereafter passed judgment and informed them that he told his cousin Hazrat Zubair ibn Awam radiallahu ta'ala anhu that for a little amount of time, allow the water to come into your property and thereafter for a little amount of time, allow the water to go into his property and continue like this. So the other person was, the neighbor was not happy with the judgment that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had passed. And, na'uzu billah, he tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that you have passed the judgment in his favor because of him being your relative. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became very displeased with this. And thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hazrat Zubair ibn Awam radiallahu anhu that now irrigate your land completely, fully. And only once you are finished, thereafter open it and allow it to go into your neighbor's yard. Hazrat Zubair bin Awam radiallahu anhu mentions that I feel that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent in the ayat of the Quran Majid, فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِي مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَضَيْتَ وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. That regarding accepting totally and completely the will of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that a person will not have complete iman until he accepts what judgment Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passes completely, he accepts it wholeheartedly and willingly. So this was the command of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he was, thereafter, Hazrat Zubair radiallahu anhu mentioned that thereafter we continued and we accepted it how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has commanded us. Another incident is recorded regarding a Jew and a munafiq. They came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They had some dispute between them. So initially the Jew wished to take this matter to another Yahudi scholar. But thereafter they agreed to take the matter to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When this matter was presented in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed judgment in favor of the Jew. So this munafiq was not happy. Outwardly, he proclaimed to be a Muslim. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed judgment in favor of the Jew. So he was not happy with the command of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So thereafter he told the Jew that let's take this matter now to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So when these two go to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, so the Jew began speaking first. He tells Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu that we have just come from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed it in my favor. But this person, outwardly he was a Muslim, he was unhappy with the judgment that was passed by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Umar asks that person, that is it true what this Jew is saying, that you are unhappy with the outcome that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has decided upon? So he mentions here, yes. So Hazrat Umar thereafter leaves, and he comes back with his sword, and he strikes the neck of that munafiq. And he says that this is the outcome for that person, this is the end result of that person who is unhappy and is displeased with the command and the outcome and the result of the command of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Friends and elders, we are in this Mubarak time of the year. It is time for us also to ponder and reflect. We have the teachings of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam in front of us. We have the teachings of the Sahaba in front of us. We have the commands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in front of us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran al-Majid mentions our whole purpose of this qurbani and sacrifice that we make, that لَيْ يَنَالُ اللَّهُ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَا كِي يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. It is not the blood and the flesh that reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it is our taqwa, it is our piety. It is our submitting to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what is required from us. This is our sabak and our lesson of Zulhijjah and Qurbani, that we have to submit to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How often we find that we are faced with tests in our life. Every moment of our life is a test. On the one hand, we have what our hearts tell us, what our desires tell us, what our nafs tell us to follow. But we have the order of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From the time we wake up in the morning, when that muazzin is saying, that hayya ala salah, hayya ala al-falah, as-salatu khayrun min al-nawm, that come to salah, come to success. The salah is better than your sleep. Are we going to fall and become a slave to our desires? Or are we going to submit to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has required from us? So that is our duty and our responsibility, to submit to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And like that, friends and elders, when it is in our business places, how often we find that a person goes towards haram, when outwardly he will find it to be something more profitable and lucrative. But we have to submit to the command and the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And like that, when we are in areas and we are in places where is haram taking place, how we protect our eyesight, how we protect our gaze, how we protect our tongues, how we protect our hearts and our ears from all forms of haram that is around us, to wholeheartedly submit to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to accept what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what granted Ibrahim alayhi salam that lofty and high title of Khalilullah, of the close bosom friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whenever he was faced with any challenge, was anyway faced any test in life, then he submitted wholeheartedly to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requires him to do. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah protect us, Allah ta'ala guide us, and Allah ta'ala make it easy for us to carry out all these sacrifices and these lessons, to derive lessons from all these sacrifices of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, and like that all the sacrifices of the Sahaba radhiyallahu ajma'in, and to bring about all these lessons into our lives and submit wholeheartedly to the will of Allah and the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.